Good morning. My blog today is called Scene Stealers. I was scanning the paper to see what I could write about today and came across a very interesting article that occurs every Friday, written by Nick Barnett. And today is all about our furry friend, the cat. Of course, this topic is right up my alley at the moment with the release of my latest book, Ami du Chat. So naturally, I decided I would follow Mr. Barnett wherever he is in the world. Today's article focused on how cats tend to steal the scenery, and I thought about it long and hard and realised that he is right. They do such cute things and get into the cutest positions, and most certainly they become the focus of the picture when they are around. You will notice from some of Nick's photos I have included here just how prominent they become in our lives when we're, or they're, up for a photo shoot. Yesterday I watched a TED's video featuring a model who said that what you see is not always what is really there. So you see that picture and think that cat is truly surveying the beauty of God's earth. However, you most probably do not realise he is a million miles away from those thoughts. He's probably watching the birds in the sky and is far more interested in the point of landing as to whether his prey is within his reach. And as for distant mountains, lakes and forests, whatever you have captured them seemingly looking at with great awe, they are probably really thinking about what territory they can claim by just a small walk or run and perhaps a few leaps. So don't be deceived. They think all right, but not anything like you might think they are thinking. Thanks for reading my blog. Please comment below and share my link. And this is Debbie Nicholson.